chapter 12, outside and inside. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1, 6. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Colossians 3, 10.
Outward and inward, outside and inside. Very often the two have little to do with each other, and it's certainly risky to make a judgment about one by observing the other. For example, have you ever bought something to eat based on the scrumptious pictures gracing its packaging? I have. A few months ago, I bought a low-fat boysenberry sorbet that, judging from its container, promised to delight my taste buds with its creamy texture and luscious flavor. Sadly, the only advertising claim for this confection that proved true was the low-fat part. In fact, it turned out to be no fat, since after one taste, I banished it to the back of my freezer until it was thrown out months later. And if you don't eat it, it's fat-free. The same principle holds true for people. Take care that you don't judge what's happening inside by what you see taking place outside. Very often, the two conditions are heading in opposite directions. Tracy Keith used to be quite an athlete. In junior high, she played basketball, volleyball, and softball. All that came to an end in high school, however, when Reiter's syndrome, a rare form of arthritis, caused severe pain and swelling in her legs. I had headaches just from clenching my teeth to fight back the pain, Tracy said. Her condition forced her to spend much of her senior year at home, and in 1992, doctors amputated her right leg. She fought to regain a normal life, but a little more than a year after she lost one leg, doctors were forced to take the other. By this point, if you tried to make a judgment on her inside by watching what was happening on her outside, you'd be making a grave error. In fact, while her body was suffering, her spirit was soaring. "I haven't been a committed Christian all of my life," Tracy admits. "It's a shame that it takes something like this to bring us closer to God, but that is what happened to me. When I was in so much pain that I couldn't sleep, I spent a great deal of time reading the Bible and in prayer. One night, when the pain was overwhelming, she began thinking how nice it would be to die. But in the same instant, she began thinking about the pain Jesus suffered when he was beaten, spit upon, and crucified. And she knew she wanted to know Jesus more intimately than she ever had. I have lived life when I really didn't know God," Tracy says, "and I've lived life when I can't get enough of him. I've seen both sides of the fence. Now that I know him, I can't help but smile when I think about what he has done in my life." What's happened to Tracy has been happening to God's people for centuries. Even as their bodies deteriorate, God is renewing their new self in the image of their Creator. While outwardly things look grim, inwardly they're looking brighter all the time. Heather Grounds is another young woman who has seen how outside events don't tell the story of what's happening inside. When Heather was a senior at Baylor University, her right thigh was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma, a fast-growing cancerous tumor. She left Waco for MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, where she underwent surgery and began a year of chemotherapy. In all that time, she heard practically nothing from her college friends, a blow that was almost as difficult to take as the cancer. "The ache in my heart from the loss of my friend still remains," she admits. "Yet I have found another friend, the most faithful friend of all, Jesus. I have a deeper reliance on God than I ever had before. He has changed my life so completely that I never want to be what it was before. The outcome of my sorrow and loss has been sweet, because through it the Lord showed me his friendship and closeness." Heather and Tracy and millions like them are proof positive that God's Spirit often uses hardship to renew us in the image of Christ. What is happening on their insides shows us that Paul was right to be so confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. As long as we're alive, that work continues. We look forward to the day, maybe soon, when we will be fully like him, for we shall see him as he is, 1 John 3:2. In the meantime, we strive to use our circumstances, whatever they may be, to move us forward inch by inch into greater conformity with the character of Christ. That means, of course, that there's an ever-widening gap between what's on our outside and what's on the inside. But that's okay, as long as what's on the inside is better than what's advertised on the outside. I'll tell you one thing for certain. I don't want to be a low-fat boysenberry sorbet believer. There's just no market for them. Dear Lord, I want to get real honest here. Sometimes it doesn't feel as if I'm being renewed inwardly. Quite frankly, it doesn't feel like much of anything except doubtful, painful, and scary. Yet I know that the Scripture tells me time and again that you are shaping me, much as the potter shapes his clay. In the midst of all that is happening right now, help me to be moldable. And when I stumble in the process, give me the strength to get back up so that you may continue your work. It scares me even to pray this prayer because I know it may mean some difficult days are ahead. But Lord, through it all, I really desire to walk more closely with you. There is one thing I ask as you allow me to go through the refining process. Please show yourself to me. Sometimes it gets awfully lonely in the valley of suffering, and I need to know you're right by my side. I don't really care how you do it, whether it be through a friend, a word from the Scripture, or straight from you. Just do it, please. I know this prayer may sound as if I'm weak, but the truth of the matter is, I am weak. Lord, I know that it is only by waiting and trusting in you that my strength will be renewed for the journey you have allowed me to walk. As I take these steps, may what is happening on the inside be reflected through my life on the outside, so that you may be glorified. Amen.